Madam President, I move further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the Sergeant at Arms is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Craig Richter from Roseville, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Thank you, Senator. When I have been here before, I have always prayed for you. I've prayed for your ability to do your jobs with integrity and your ability to listen to each other and do your best to get along. Peace in the news when I became aware of something I hadn't understood about what goes on in this building before. And that's that I think there are five offices or five bodies that use this building. There's the Supreme Court, and then there's the governor, the office of the Attorney General, the House, and then there's you, the Senate. And I thought, well, maybe today we could just unite ourselves as a body, even as you're acting as one body to try to stake out your turf in this building and how it's going to fall to you. And here's the Senate, all of a sudden, where they're all on the same team. Isn't that wonderful? So maybe we can do that with prayer, too. Let us join together. Lord God, for you this morning, as a united body, we wish to pray for the others who occupy this building, for the justices, that they might do their work with fairness, with a sense of working for the good of all, upholding laws that have been enacted by the others who occupy this building. We pray for the governor. This room would be at odds with him on just about everything. Others in this room might find that they agree with him. We ask God that you help him to do his work to the best of his ability, that we as a body get along with him and manage to steer our state in the right direction. We pray for the members of the House, a different group than this one. They go about their work in different ways. Please help them as a body too, this Senate. Help us to get along, to address our tasks as best we can and work with those others who are here. It's the Attorney General, all who occupy this building. We pray this in your good name. Amen.
Justice for all.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. Business. Second order of business is executive and official communications. Members are invited to make note of them. Third order of business is messages from the House. Secretary will read the messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 2, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to parking space.
Excuse me, Secretary. If you have conversations, will you please take them into the hallways or into the retiring room? Just delay the action by other people not being able to hear. Thank you. Please continue.
Senate concurrent resolution number 2, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to parking space in the Capitol area for members of the legislature and staff. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 3, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to adjournment for more than 3 days. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fifth order of business is reports of committees. Senator Bach. Reports of committees.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
All those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The committee reports are adopted. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senate files 50, 51, 72, and 73 are given their second reading. The eighth order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes on pages 5 and 7. And it regards references to committees. Changes. Okay. On page 5, Senate File 133 has been referred to the Committee on Finance. Page 7, Senate File 150, referred to the Committee on Finance. Senate File 153, referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing. Order of business is motions and resolutions. Adopt the author motions as one motion. All in favor of adopting the author's motions as one motion, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Senate Resolutions 25 and 26 are referred to the Rules Committee. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move we take Senate Resolution number 24 off the table.
Aye.
Aye.
The motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, Senate Resolution number 24 is the mileage resolution that we took up the other day and laid on the table for members to review to make sure that their round-trip mileage to the Capitol was accurate. There are three of you on the floor here that have proposed a change in your round-trip mileage. That is what, Madam President, the A1 amendment reflects. So, members, thank you for taking the time to review your personal round-trip mileage. And, Madam President, I move the A1 amendment.
Secretary will report the amendment.
Senator Bach moves to amend Senate Resolution number 24 as follows. Page 1, delete line 25.
Discussion on the amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor of the A1 amendment, please say aye. Opposed, no. So the amendment is adopted. On Senate Resolution Number 24, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move adoption of Senate Resolution Number 24 as amended.
The Secretary will take the roll. Members will please vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and 0 nays, the Senate Resolution Number 24 is adopted. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Reinert, Torres-Rae, Pappas, Rood, and Champion. Other announcements. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, Senator Reinert and I would like to invite everyone to our first Purple Caucus meeting. It'll be a BYOB, bring your own breakfast, next Wednesday morning. Check your email inboxes for more information later today. Thank you.
Any other announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, January 20, 11 a.m.
On the motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.